Oh, what a week we have had. It has been a fun week. And we have learned this week, God does not want your religion. He wants your relationship. How do we have a relationship with a holy God? It's very simple. God set this up a way for us to have a personal relationship with Him. Back in the days of Moses, he designed a structure that has to do with camping. Yeah, the tabernacle. It was a tent thing. And this is sort of like a drawing of what it looked like. It's no longer around today. Tents don't last too long. But this is the setup that he used. And as you would come into this tent, you could come to access with God, because God would appear in a room in the back part of this thing that was called the Holy of Holies. And God's presence, even though God is everywhere, God is spirit, God's presence would be manifest there. And the people are camped all around this thing. So the camp thing was this tent, this tabernacle, was in the middle of the camp. The different people camped all around it, and it only had one access. There's only one way to have a personal relationship with God. And it had to do with, there was a group of people from the tribe of Judah living at the opening, and you had to go through them. You had to walk through that tribe to get into the opening. And then when you came inside, because it's a holy God, and we aren't holy, we're filled with all sorts of filth and stuff, we learned that we have to sacrifice ourselves. Blood has to be sacrificed to atone for our sin. Leviticus 17:11 says that. So we would bring an animal in. It would be sacrificed there. The animal's blood would be spilt, because that's how serious God says sin is. And so blood would be spilled. Then the animal would be divided into four parts. And we even sang a song tonight about that. The head, there was the soul, there was the heart, and there was the legs, the strength, would be sacrificed on this altar, this part way over here. That was the first thing. Now, remember, God's presence is way back in the back of this part of a tent. Then that was to represent the salvation, to represent, like, you're getting your sins forgiven. But then there is a laver, a place where we get cleansed. Because we're in a, we live in a place that's not very, very holy. The priests and stuff that were working in there, the ground was dirty. They would get dirty and stuff, so they would have to wash. And then you could come into this part where there's another door, just one door. There's only one way to get to God, and you come through here. Here was a table with 12 loaves of bread. And that represented the different tribes, and that was the food for the priest. Behind that was a really cool-looking lampstand, a menorah, which gave light to this holy place. And then the farthest a person could get was getting towards this last part in this room called the holy place, was an altar of incense, where they burned incense, which represents prayer. On the other side of that curtain, which is here shown in scarlet, on the other side was where the presence of God would be, the Ark of the Covenant. And God would actually appear there. He talked to Moses there. So God set up a way for us to be able to have a relationship with Him. But what is so cool, this is called the tabernacle, but the word tabernacle means dwelling. And God came to dwell right in the middle of where the people were. That was in the Old Covenant, the Old Testament. Then Jesus came to fulfill this. Each piece of the tabernacle represents Jesus Christ. Every single piece. And in doing this, this tabernacle had a gate, it had a bronze altar, it had a laver, the wash basin, it had a table of bread, it had a lampstand, it had an altar of incense, and then there was the place where God would appear, the Ark of the Covenant, where the glow of God would be. God wants to have a personal relationship with us. And He set up and designed this tabernacle. And then Jesus fulfills this. And what is so cool, the good news is that Jesus came so that He could tabernacle with us. Remember, the word tabernacle means dwell. And Jesus came to dwell with us. John, the Apostle John, wrote a beautiful gospel, which means good news, all about this. And what is amazing is that he wrote his gospel based upon the parts of the tabernacle. This is so cool. For instance, in the tabernacle, the first thing you came to was a gate. John chapter 1, verse 14, talks about that Jesus came to dwell with us. He is the only way to get to God. He is the doorway to get in there. John starts off his gospel talking about how Jesus is the only way, the Son of God, and he is the only way we can get to God, and that's the gate. The next thing in the tabernacle was the bronze altar. And here, that's where the lambs were sacrificed, on the altar, right? John chapter 1, verse 29 tells us that Jesus is the Lamb of God. Then the next thing we see in the tabernacle was this laver, where we talked about being niptoed, where we need to daily go and be cleansed. Before we go to bed at night or throughout the day, we realize we've done something wrong against God. We need to ask forgiveness. And that's what that represents. But you know something? Jesus is called the water of life. In John chapter 2, 3, 4, and 5, there's all these things having to do with water. Jesus in water. The first miracle, turning water to wine. There's all these things having to do with Jesus in relation with water in the next section of the book of John. Then we come to the table of the showbread. That's where the bread was at. John chapter 6 and 7, Jesus says many times, I am the bread of heaven. We're supposed to feed upon him. That doesn't mean we eat him like a cannibal. We're supposed to listen to what he says and read our Bibles. That's what that is talking about. We feast upon him. Next, we come to the lampstand. John chapters 8, 9, 10, 11, and 12. We hear Jesus standing up and saying, I am the light of the world. Because the lampstand gives light and guides us on how we're supposed to go through our life. Jesus is the one we seek, and let him tell us through his word how we're supposed to live. And he gives guidance to us, just like a light. Many of you maybe last night went on the night hike. The lights give you guidance. Jesus is the light of the world, and he said this. Then we came to the altar. Now remember, that was the closest anybody in the tabernacle could get to the presence of God. And here we see the altar of incense, meaning prayer, in John chapters 13, 14, 15, 16, 17. If you open up your Bibles and you read that, this is at the Last Supper, and Jesus is going through this really long, detailed prayer. Jesus is praying for us. The altar of incense is prayer. Jesus is praying. Isn't this amazing how this is set up, the Gospel of John, to the tabernacle of how God dwells, is wanting to dwell with us? The next part we come to is the Ark of the Covenant. They would sprinkle blood on that. In John chapter 18 and 19, we find Jesus being crucified and shedding his blood for us. Blood was placed on the mercy seat, the top of the Ark of the Covenant. Jesus shed his blood. And then you come to the last part. When this happened on the Day of Atonement, when the high priest would go in, God's presence would be manifest there, and the place would glow with Shekinah glory, showing God is there. And then in John chapter 20 and 21, we come to the resurrection. God is alive. Jesus is alive. And he is spirit. He is with us all the time. He is there. The glow of God showed that God was there. Jesus was resurrected, came up out of the earth, and he proved that he is alive. The book of John is amazing because it is set up on the structure of the tabernacle. The tabernacle is not something that we just read to make us go to sleep at night in the book of Exodus. It is something that God set up at the very beginning, all about how Jesus is going to come and fulfill everything so that we too can have a personal relationship with God. As I said, God's not interested in your religion. He's not interested in your ceremonies, your rituals. God is interested in your relationship. He created us with two purposes. One, to have a personal relationship with him, which we can only have through Jesus Christ. He is the only way to the Father. And second, he created us and saves us so that we can worship him. The tabernacle was made to show God's presence and how to worship him. We have seen this week how Jesus fulfilled all of this. He dwells with us, and when you are saved, he puts his Holy Spirit inside of us. He is with us forever, and he is alive. And he is worthy to be worshipped. Amen. And I want to thank you so much for listening to me this week. It has been an awesome experience. I have been tremendously blessed. You notice my voice has about had it now. But I thank God that I had a voice to be able to do this with you. And I hope and my prayer is that you will fulfill your purpose in life. That you will know Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. And that you will worship him. Thank you.